because of COVID, we're unable to produce this campaign. But this year, we're back bigger and better than ever. And of course, we haven't had any let up in the importation of drugs into Tasmania. The crooks never go to sleep. So we had a busy situation even through the earlier part of the COVID career.
David, what are your figures telling you about Crime Stoppers? Are more people using Crime Stoppers than before, and more people making calls, and we're getting more results?
Yes, most certainly. It's 27% increase over the 3 years, and that's a very conservative estimate because we had the COVID period and we took that all into account. But 27% and 18% specifically with drugs, but the big increase has been in the online reporting. Our online reporting represents 75% of our calls now. It's just the way of the future. With our messaging this year, we're reaching out to a different generation gap. We're reaching out to the young people of Tasmania to come on board with their community aspect side of it and help us through this problem. And we know already from the reports that we've received, the info that we've received, is that we're now addressing a younger generation, and we're delighted with that.
We also heard from Detective Inspector Kim Stevens from Tasmania Police.
Let's be quite clear, illicit drugs are bad. There's no form of good illicit drugs. Drugs involves money, involves a lot of money, illicit drugs. When you've got illicit money, that involves money corrupts people, corrupts their thinking, and that's what's occurred in a number of these occasions.
What you're saying, Kim, is that the people that are involved in it aren't very nice people.
Generally, no. Yeah, they're in it to make money, to make illicit money, and that corrupts people's thought processes, their decision making. There's no such thing as an easy buck, and I was brought up in that you work for your money and you work hard for it. Unfortunately, some people try and take a shortcut, prey on our young people, and we see the results in the courts, unfortunately. It's all very well people coming forward after the event and saying, I should have done something. This is their chance to do something now, is to call in anonymously. And as we said, the online component is really good. We found that through our own police a Facebook site, the amount of interaction we have with younger people now. I'm blind to it. I don't do Facebook and don't understand it. But we're certainly interacting much more with the youth and people as well. I think by having that online component, they can actually just write what they want to write. There's no fear that if they're on the phone, they'll get questioned as to, okay, do you want to leave your name? There's no fear of that at all. So we certainly encourage, if they want to just go online and leave it at Crime Stoppers, that's fine by us.
Kim, what are the numbers telling you with the Spirit of Tasmania? Is it still a major way of getting drugs in, or the smart crims wouldn't do it, I guess, because it's too easy to get caught that way? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, it comes in basically every day with anything up to 1,000 people, so, and a number of vehicles. So it is one of our main ports of imports. We police it very heavily, and as I said, in the last 12 months we've had some significant results from there. So it goes with the territory, unfortunately. We're there very regularly, and we are actually increasing our numbers of dogs over the next 12 months to 2 years through some recent elections. We're increasing our dogs, so they can expect to see the dogs there much more regularly over the coming period, and I'd certainly discourage anyone from bringing it in. The criminals are obviously very resourceful. They're trying to stay one step ahead of us, and we're trying to stay one step ahead of them. So without giving too much away, we rely on the intelligence that we get, and one of those levels of intelligence and one of those forms is from Crime Stoppers. So I just continue to encourage people to provide that information.
The focus is on drugs this week. How much of our crime does drugs make up? Is it half of all crime, or what sort of?
There's a clear connection. There's some studies that put it up to 70 to 80% across Australia and across the Western world. From my experience of 30 odd years in CLB, I'd certainly concur with that. During the COVID lockdown, when drugs were more difficult to get into the state, we saw a decrease in crime, a significant decrease in crime across the state. So you do the sums, it's pretty simple.
We're hearing a lot now to tell us that that ICE is the biggest problem we've got, that marijuana is probably a poor second at the moment. How bad is it, really?
I don't think cannabis is bad. Cannabis use has long-term mental health issues. There's clear connection between use of cannabis and psychosis and long-term mental health. So I certainly don't want to downplay the issues with cannabis. Ice is a different drug altogether. The issues with anger and violence with ice is something we don't see with cannabis, and that provides a whole another set of circumstances that causes
a lot of these,
concern.
A lot of these incidents we see with police chases and evades and things like that, when we don't know the circumstances initially, but when it gets to court, we find out that the driver or the offender was high on ice. Is that something that's happening on a more regular basis? And is it of concern?
It's certainly a concern. Anyone with driving with either alcohol or illicit drugs is a concern. So we certainly concentrate on that. It sways people's decision making, and I'm sure sober, rational people wouldn't make the same decisions they make when they're under the influence of alcohol or drug.
How much of your intelligence gathering relies on Crime Stoppers?
We actually rely on Crime Stoppers. Sometimes it's a pearl that is we didn't know anything about. Often it is the piece of the jigsaw that we needed to provide the warrants and the things we needed. So we certainly rely on it quite heavily.